Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Protocols and Operating Manual for the Human Body by Andrew D. Huberman, PhD, is presented as a science-based health and performance manual rather than a conventional self-help book. Huberman, Meter, a neuroscientist at Stanford School of Medicine and host of the Huberman Lab podcast, organizes the book around practical protocols intended to improve brain function, mood, energy, sleep, physical performance, and learning capacity. The available descriptions position the book as a bridge between neuroscience and daily routine design, with emphasis on explaining why each practice works rather than simply listing habits. Its central purpose is to help readers understand how the nervous system, body rhythms, stress responses, nutrition, movement, and behavioral repetition interact. Because the book is built around adaptable guidelines, it is aimed at readers who want structured but flexible tools for mental and physical health. Its distinctive premise is that health optimization can be approached as a set of testable, repeatable behaviors grounded in biological mechanisms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, protocols is a practical format for translating neuroscience into daily behavior. The defining feature of the book is its protocol-based structure. Rather than presenting neuroscience as abstract background knowledge, Huberman frames biological principles as steps that can be applied in ordinary routines. This matters because many health books either emphasize inspiration without mechanism or mechanism without implementation. A protocol format attempts to close that gap by linking a desired outcome, such as better sleep, steadier energy, improved focus, or reduced stress, to specific actions that influence the nervous system and body. The approach also reflects Huberman's public teaching style, where tools are usually paired with explanations of underlying systems. This format encourages readers to think in terms of inputs and outputs, light exposure, movement, breath, food timing, rest, and deliberate practice become variables that can be adjusted. The practical value is not merely that the reader receives recommendations, but that the reader can understand why a recommendation may work, when it may be useful, and how it might be adapted. The limitation is that protocols require consistent application and self-monitoring. So the book is likely most useful for readers willing to experiment methodically rather than simply browse for general wellness advice. Secondly, neuroplasticity and the capacity to rewire skills, habits, and behavior. A central theme of the book is neuroplasticity, the nervous system's ability to change in response to experience, repetition, and attention. Huberman's professional background in brain development and neuroplasticity makes this theme especially important to the book's identity. In practical terms, plasticity is presented not as a vague promise of self-improvement, but as the biological basis for learning new skills, replacing maladaptive habits, and changing patterns of behavior. The implication is that behavior change depends on more than willpower. It also depends on states of alertness, focused attention, repetition, rest, and reinforcement. This perspective helps explain why timing, physiological readiness, and recovery may influence learning as much as intention does. The book's emphasis on rewiring the nervous system suggests that readers are encouraged to see themselves as active participants in shaping their brain and body through repeated actions. At the same time, a scientifically grounded view of plasticity avoids implying instant transformation. Nervous system change usually requires repeated practice and appropriate conditions. The practical insight is that habit and skill formation can be designed more intelligently when readers understand the biological requirements for durable change. Thirdly, sleep. Circadian rhythm, mood, and energy as linked biological systems. The book's attention to sleep optimization, mood, and energy reflects one of Huberman's most recognizable areas of public communication, the idea that daily physiology is strongly shaped by biological rhythms. Sleep is not treated as an isolated wellness topic, but as a regulatory foundation for cognitive function, emotional stability, hormone signaling, physical recovery, and learning. By connecting sleep to light exposure, daily timing, stress load, and behavioral routines, the book appears to frame energy management as a systems problem rather than a matter of motivation. This is important because many readers approach fatigue or poor focus as personal failure, when such problems can be influenced by circadian misalignment, insufficient recovery, or poorly timed stimulation. A protocol-based treatment of sleep and energy can help readers identify controllable inputs, such as consistent wake timing, morning light, evening routines, and recovery habits. The book's value in this area lies in showing how small behavioral choices can influence larger physiological patterns. Its likely caution is that sleep and mood problems can have medical causes, so protocols should not replace professional care when symptoms are severe, persistent, or clinically significant. Fourthly, stress regulation through nervous system state management. Stress management is another major dimension of the book. and Huberman's framing is likely to emphasize regulation of nervous system states rather than simple relaxation. Stress is biologically useful when it mobilizes attention and action, but damaging when it becomes chronic, poorly timed, or difficult to shut down. A neuroscience-informed protocol approach treats stress as a set of physiological processes involving arousal, breathing, attention, autonomic balance, and recovery. This allows readers to distinguish between productive activation and dysregulated strain. The practical importance is that stress can be addressed at multiple levels by changing breathing patterns, adjusting exposure to demanding tasks, improving sleep, using movement, and creating structured recovery. This is more concrete than telling readers to calm down because it identifies body-based levers that influence emotional experience. The book also appears to connect stress regulation with performance, mood, and learning, suggesting that the goal is not to eliminate stress but to use and recover from it appropriately. A balanced interpretation is necessary, however. Protocols may help many readers manage everyday stress, but they are not a substitute for mental health treatment when anxiety, trauma, depression, or burnout require clinical support. Lastly, customizable routines for physical health, performance, nutrition, and exercise. The book is described as customizable, which is significant because health optimization often fails when advice is presented as a single ideal routine for every person. Huberman's framework appears to include physical activity, nutrition, bodily health, and performance as adjustable domains that interact with brain function and mental state. This integrated view matters because exercise influences mood and cognition, nutrition affects energy and recovery, and physical performance depends on sleep, stress, and nervous system readiness. A customizable protocol model allows readers to adapt practices to goals such as strength, endurance, focus, metabolic health, or general vitality, rather than treating wellness as a fixed checklist. The reasoning behind this approach is that individuals differ in schedules, health status, training history, and tolerance for behavioral change. Flexible guidelines are more realistic than rigid prescriptions when the goal is sustainable routine design. The book's likely strength is helping readers think systematically about how movement, food, rest, and mental performance reinforce one another. Its challenge is that customization demands judgment. Readers must avoid treating every protocol as mandatory and instead select practices that fit their needs, constraints, and medical context. In conclusion, Protocols is best suited for readers who want a structured, science-oriented guide to improving daily function without separating mental health, physical health, and performance into unrelated categories. It will appeal especially to followers of Huberman Lab, readers interested in applied neuroscience, and people who prefer practical steps supported by biological explanation. The practical benefit is that it can help readers design routines around sleep, stress, learning, exercise, nutrition, mood, and energy in a more intentional way. The intellectual benefit is that it encourages readers to understand the body as an interconnected regulatory system where behavior, environment, and nervous system state influence one another. Compared with many wellness books, its distinguishing feature is the protocol format. The emphasis is not simply on positive habits, but on linking behaviors to mechanisms and outcomes. Compared with academic neuroscience books, it is positioned as more accessible and action-oriented. Readers looking for memoir, broad inspiration, or minimal effort advice may find the approach demanding because protocols require consistency and adaptation. Readers dealing with medical or psychiatric conditions should also treat the book as educational, rather than diagnostic or therapeutic. Within the health and performance category, it stands out by combining neuroscience literacy, practical routine design, and a focus on customizable implementation. If you would like to support Andrew D. Huberman, HD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.